So we were makdim. We gave a little introduction yesterday to the deepness, the depth of Shaar Shlishi. How, you know, the question is how where's Hashem in the world, and how there's two ways to understand the concept of Tzimtzum, where Hashem kind of removed himself from the world. That's Tzimtzum Kipshutai. Some attribute that to the Vilna Gaon. There's other Sfarim that say like that. And Hashem is Mashgiach Mibachutz. Or no, really, Hashem continues to exist the same exact way he always did. And Hashem really is in everything. The challenge with that Mahalach is, if Hashem is indeed in everything, then where are the boundaries? And how could Hashem be in everything if, you know, I'm not allowed to relate to everything with Kedusha? Certain things I have to say, no, those are Tomei. And in general, there's things which are Divrei Chulin. So this is the topic of the Shaar Shlishi. Okay? I don't want to summarize too much. I would rather read inside because it's risky to summarize anything. But let's start off. He starts off the topic with an analysis of the word hamakom. Now, have you ever noticed that sometimes we call Hashem hamakom? Where's an example when we call Hashem hamakom? Hamakom Yenachem Eschem. Hamakom Yenachem Eschem. Yisrael Shavu Yitzchem Yerushalayim. We say in the Pesach Seder, Baruch Hamakom, Baruch Hu. Kama Milos Tovus Lamakom Aleinu by Dayenu, right? So we say very often, Hashem is the Makom. And it says a Gemara in Brachas. He starts off with the Gemara in Brachas. It says, Masha Amru Kan Lamakom, V'chein Ba'avais. In Perkei Avos, Ukeshata Mispalo, when you do tefillah, Altas Atzmocha, Altas Tzilas Chakeva, do not make it rote and consistent. Al Rachamim V'Tachanunim, you should daven with Rachamim Lefnei Hamokoim Baruch Hu. Rom Zuzal B'Tevas Mokom Le'inyin Gadol. The word Mokom here is coming to point out a very, very big inyan. But this Indian tsarach beer, it needs a lot of explanation. You have an oimek kavanosam zal bizet. You have to understand the depth of chazal. Every word is hamakom means something. It's not just another name for Hashem. So what does it mean? Now, as an introduction to the perek, he says an unbelievable pshat. He says that chazal teach us shekol divrayim kigachalei esh. The words of chazal are like coals of fire. So what does that mean? So push-up shot, what does it mean? It means don't get too close because you could burn yourself. So he says, it could have said, they're like esh. What's the gachalei esh? What are Chazal trying to tell us with this moshel? So he says amazing thing. He says, the idea why it's saying it's kagachalei esh is because a gacheles does not give off its heat until you stoke the coal. You got to play around with the coal to unleash the tremendous heat that's there. If you just leave it there, it's not going to do you much good. So he says the words, but if you do too much, you get burnt. The words of Chazal are like gachalei esh. Not only is it like esh that you get burnt, but you can't just sit back and relax at the fireplace. No, it's gachalei esh. You gotta work on it, stoke it. You gotta work on the words of Chazal. You have to understand the depths of it in order to really feel the heat. But guess what? You go too far, you get burnt. So this is his taich. And what does it mean? Kol divrei Chazal gachalei esh. It's esh. It has heat, but you gotta be careful. So he's saying that I'm gonna now try to explain to you a little bit, what does it mean, right? Shekol she'adam mehapech u'mesalzel u'medaktik, but the more you medaktik and you go into the depths of the words, you'll get more and more havana and chazal. Every little bit you understand more, you'll understand it better. You'll be able to appreciate the heat even more. She'yim tzvetoch ha'minyonim amukim, there's a tremendous depth. Ka'amron, like it says, ha'foich ba, the kula ba, the more you play around and you try to However, you had to be very careful at the same time. Not to try to understand things that you don't know what you're talking about. And don't try to understand things that you cannot understand. That's why it says, you should warm yourself up. You shouldn't get too close. Okay? So now, this is what he's saying. So now, what he's trying to tell us is, Chazal say a very nice thing. Hashem is called Hamakom. All right. Next, he says, I'm gonna go.
That every place where Hamakom is means Kadosh Baruch
Hu is everywhere. So he's gonna say, there's a very simple Hashem's everywhere. Then he's gonna go deeper and deeper. He's gonna give you more Havana. He's gonna give us three levels of Havana, and then say that. After the third level, there's a fourth level, but we're not going to touch that one. Because that one, you get burnt if you touch it. So every level he's going to go down, he's going to say, I got a little more heat. I got a little more energy. I got a little more light from this word of Chazal. But I'm not there yet. But there's a point where I'm not going to get. And you have to know that we're not going to get there. And part of the depth is to know that you're not going to go further. Okay? Now, so what is the inyan why Hashem is called Mako? It's a medrash. Why do we call Hashem Makom? Shehu mekoymai shel olam, ve'en ha'olam mekoma. He is the makom of the world, and the world is not the makom for him. What does this mean? So what it means is like this. I'm not a physicist, okay? I don't really know what space. But nothing can exist without space. So everything needs space to exist in. You can't exist without space. So that means if I would take away the space, the item would fall or would not be able to exist in that. So Hashem is the makom of the world. In other words, Hashem is the space within which the world exists. The world cannot exist without Hashem. Okay? So, lefipshuta rotzalomar kemoi shehamakom hu sovel umachzik eze davar. Right, this desk is the makom for the gemara on top of it. Right, this gemara, if the desk was in here, would fall to the ground. It wouldn't be able to sustain itself. Hu amakom ha'amiti. So, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the makom ha'amiti. Hasovel umakayim ha'olam yisrabuya is kulam. He is sovel everything, and this is already a nefesh ha'chaim type of concept. Sheim chas shalom yisalek. If Hashem would take away his ratzon for that thing to exist, it would cease to exist. What's a pinas yesoid? It's a cornerstone of Emunas Yisrael. This is a cornerstone of Emunas Yisrael. To know that nothing can exist without a Kadosh Baruch Hu willing it to exist at that moment. So this is the simple meaning. This is the tip of the iceberg. This is the first level that Hashem is the makom. That means that, like you're saying, Hashem is everywhere. You're saying not just Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is everywhere to the point that everything needs Hashem to exist. Okay. But he says you take it a step further. The Zohar says that Hashem is the neshama of everything. So now let's take it a step further. Not only does everything need Hashem to exist, even when it exists, Hashem is giving it the chiyus. Right? So in this sense, Hashem is like the neshama. It's a little more than makom. Because by the makom, the Gemara is on top of the desk. If you take away the desk, the Gemara will exist, it will just fall. It won't be able to be in the space that it's in. But by HaKadosh Baruch, by the Neshama, the Etzem person can't live without the Neshama. So it's a lot deeper than just the regular Makom. So now he's Mechadish, a second layer. That number one is Hashem is everywhere, okay. Number two is everything, in order to exist, needs to come onto Hashem. And it's the neshama of everything that it can't exist without Hashem. That if you would take away the makom, not just it would fall to the ground, but if you would take away the makom, it wouldn't exist at all. Okay. Kain hu yizbarach hu levad echei ha'elomim kulam. This is, if you look on all over Zohar, it's like that. That's what it means. That ma neshama, just like the neshama of the person fills up the whole gulf of the person, so too Hashem fills up the whole makom of the world. So that's what it means. Hashem is in the makom. That means it's not just he's there, it means he's mechaya everything. So he's the neshama of it all. Hashem's there in the way that he's giving chiyas to the whole world. Okay, fine. Omnam, that's perikal. Then he says, omnam, however, two layers, not enough. It's like a chelas. We gotta stoke it a little. We gotta get some heat out of this. Two layers is not enough. Omnam pnimius inyan makam shel olam hu inyan gadol ma'od. The pnimius, we're not at the pnimius yet. The pnimius, the depth of the inner meaning of makam is even further than neshama. It doesn't just mean neshama is everywhere. It doesn't just mean that everything needs is existing in the makam of Hashem. And it doesn't even just mean that he fills up the whole world like a neshama fills the guf. Because he says, still, if you take away the neshama from the guf, it can't live anymore in the way it used to, but it exists as some sort of raw material, right? There's a goof there; it has to be buried.
I'm saying that really Hashem leaves the goof. That's it.
Yeah, but Hashem leaving the world would leave the world even less than what a goof would be without a neshama, right? A goof without a neshama is something. Hashem leaving the world would leave the world empty of anything. So he says this concept is that he's really deeper than makom. And he basically, this concept that we're saying now, he says in every way possible. He says it from himself. He says it from the Rambam. He says it from the Ravid. He says it from the Zohar. He says it from a million different sources. That concept, this third concept, is basically impossible for a human being to fully understand. Because what you're saying basically is that we don't really exist as anything outside the mitzias of one of a Kadosh Baruch. We're only existing inside the mitzias of Hashem.
That's from my unit, from
everything. Everything, the whole Bria. The whole creation is our relationship with Hashem is more than the relationship of a neshama to a guf. A neshama to a guf, that I can understand. You know, okay, so you take out the neshama, dies. He says, but now the third level, this third level is already past the Gechelas. Now you're going to burn yourself. You try to understand this. The first two layers, I told you, you got to stoke the coals to get a little Havana. Now I'm telling you what the third layer is, but it's almost impossible for a human being to fully grasp it. Because what we're saying is, it's very difficult for us to realize, to understand that we don't really exist. But we do, right? Touch, I'm here, right? Up here, right? This soda can is here. What do you mean it doesn't exist? So it's hard for us to understand, but we only exist in the makom of a Kadosh Baruch. So Hashem is the makom of the whole world, means that everything is really Hashem. Okay? Now, you understand why this whole explanation of makom leads to the conversation of tzimtzum. Because if everything is Hashem, so where are we? How does this work? Are we something? Are we not something? Does Hashem exist everywhere or do we exist somewhere? This sounds pretty philosophical over here, but the Lamaisa of this is going to be an Avoida, which is unbelievable. He's going to explain where the Lamaisa of it is.
Maybe.
But I don't want to, you know, he says, you know, this is one of those things that I don't really want to discuss, but since people are messing up, and are saying kfiro, I have to just explain the MS. So like I said yesterday, the main difference between him and the Tanya is not about this, it's about if you should be learning it in the first place. Right? They both end up saying the same thing, but the Tanya says it's important to learn it because this should be a chelik of your avoda, and you should live that way. And he says, I'm telling it to you, but really, really, don't dwell on this too much. And we'll learn it further. He brings down tons of chazals and important things. Okay, so I just confused everyone. And the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll try to start unraveling the confusion. Okay? I hope you can all sleep well tonight. And tomorrow tomorrow we'll try to start unraveling. Okay? But bear in mind that in yeshivas, when they learn Nefesh HaChaim, they skip the third char. We don't learn this in yeshiva normally. In yeshiva, when you learn the Nefesh HaChaim, they skip this part. A lot of the commentaries you'll find that Nefesh HaChaim skip the third chapter altogether. Because it's very sticky. So Mitzvah Shem, we'll try to do justice to it as much as we can. All right?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. We'll talk to you tonight.